Hello, this is Pastor Dan Haugen of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Portland, Oregon, and this is your Daily Dose. Our word for today is solitude. There's great value in being in solitude. In fact, Jesus used solitude much during his life and ministry. He didn't use solitude in order to get away from people, but I think to hear the divine whisper from his Father much better. Here are some places we find Jesus in solitude. In Matthew 4:11, Jesus began his ministry with 40 days alone in the desert. In Luke 6:12, he chose to pray before he chose the 12 disciples. Matthew 14:13, when he received the news of his cousin John the Baptist's death. Matthew 14:23, after the feeding of the 5,000. Luke 5:16, following the healing of a leper. Matthew 17:1-9, before the transfiguration. And finally, Matthew 26:36-46, before his arrest, trial, and execution on the cross. Solitude was one of Christ's greatest gifts to himself because it allowed him quality time with his Father. We can imagine that it recharged his batteries and calmed his spirit. Alone time with his Abba gave him the strength to persevere when many of us would have folded. My wife's favorite movie, Christian or otherwise, is a movie called The War Room. In this movie, we see a relationship grow between the elderly seller of a house and the prospective buyer. Both women lived through battles, and the buyer was still fighting some of her own. The seller told her what she did every day to prepare for the storm sure to come. And then she took her to her war room, a tiny room where she could be all alone with God in prayer. This is where she prepared for the battles. The young buyer did the same and invited Jesus to help her get through the storms in her own life. As you can imagine, the ending is a happy one. Matthew 6:6 tells us, "But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Solitude alone with God will do for you what it did for Christ. It'll recharge your batteries, calm your spirit, and give you the strength to fight the battle sure to come. When Christ needed his Father, he would go out to the mountain to pray. And his Father was always there to hear his prayer and to answer. Solitude was vital for Jesus. It was a time away from the crowds, away from the chaos, and away from the many demands placed upon him. Your solitude can be the same for you. So often we think that busyness and constant action is required to succeed. But the greatest gift you can give yourself during these times is the gift of solitude away from all of that. A quiet place and a freedom from the chaos can go a long way in giving you the peace you strive to find. And Jesus said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while. For many are coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat." Mark 6:31. Christ knew how important it was to find some alone time with God. The Father even created a day for it. They knew how taxing life would get under the curse from sin, so they brought those they loved to a time of rest. The same rest and solitude they wish all of you to take advantage of. Find your own war room where you can be in solitude with your Creator. Lift up your prayers and listen to Him through His Word. Let it prepare you for the battles ahead and the knowledge that God will never leave you or forsake you. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for being with us and hearing us when we pray. Help us to find time to avoid the chaos with you. Bring us closer to you by providing us opportunities to be in solitude with our Lord. Amen.